This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this 22nd day of August, 2013. And I'm going through the planks of the Communist Manifesto. Not all the finer points. Here's like 40 or 50 of them. We're just hitting the top 10. Yeah. And we're counting up instead of counting down. We're on number 7. Oh, did you miss 654-321? That was in the first hour. Didn't hear it on your local radio station? Well, call them up and tell them to carry the first hour. Or go to therepublicbroadcasting.org and just listen to it streaming. And then tell your friends. I'm sure they're going to be glad to hear from us. That is what we always get when people get a load of what we talk about on the airwaves on Republic Broadcasting Network. My God, I haven't heard programming like that in a long, long time. It's because we've never gone commie on you, folks. We've always been here. Number 7 on the hit list here, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. Yeah. And that extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands and the improvement of the soil generally in accordance with the common plan. That is the Department of Agriculture, 1862, Agricultural Adjustment Act of 1933. Farmers will receive government aid if and only if they relinquish control of the farming activities. You got to relinquish to the central planning. Tennessee Valley Authority of 1933 with the Hoover Dam completed in 1936. Go check it out. While the U.S. does not have vast collective farms, which failed so miserably in the Soviet Union, we nevertheless do have significant degree of government involvement in agriculture in the form of price support, subsidies, and acreage allotments and land use controls. The Desert Entry Act and the Department of Agriculture, as well as the Department of Commerce and Labor, Department of the Interior, the Environmental Protection Agency, Bureau of Land Management, Bureau of Reclamation, Bureau of Mines, National Park Service, the IRS control of business through corporate regulations. all of that. Just somebody's better idea on how to run things. Really? How are we running now? How are we doing now? Yep, that hope and change, man. We're working it. We're working it here. Number 8 on the hit list. Equal obligation of all to work. Establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Well, we call it the Social Security Administration and the Department of Labor. The national debt and inflation caused by the communal bank has caused the need for two-income family. Oh, well, you don't have a wife or a husband? Argued about finances? You're being taxed at a rate of over 50%, maybe nearing 60%. You don't have enough money to make ends meet. Somebody had to get the hell out of Dodge. Oh, we're down to one family. Well, one-member family. One dad or one mom. Yeah. I think back in the 80s, didn't they coin a phrase on this, Dan? Didn't they call them latchkey children? Yeah. Or you had to go out in the workforce. You see, it used to be at one time in this country, I know this is going to be hard to believe for a lot of people, but we had the advantage of being a one household income earner. In other words, the husband could go out and work and maintain a family. You know, maybe there's even a little money left over to send your kids to schools of higher learning, maybe college, maybe. But then it got so bad that, well, the woman had to go into the workforce. And then we had this latchkey children thing. Well, you know. And then we had daycare and all that other stuff. Why? Why? Well, women in the workplace since the 1920s, the 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And I'm just giving you the establishment of these industrial armies. Remember World War II? Rosie the Riveter? Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, the men are over there fighting this and fighting that, and, well, come on out of the house, ladies. Grab a riveting gun. You know what my mother did during World War II when she told me I could not believe this? She was a woman that test-fired grenades. How the hell do you test-fire a grenade? Well, you pull the pin, and you get rid of it real fast. So what happens if you have a really short fuse? Well, you got really short arms after that, I guess. No, but she used to have this firing block, and she'd be there with pulling the pin, throwing a damn thing in the firing block with a little stopwatch, timing it, and see how many seconds there was, just to make sure that the soldiers that used grenades during the war didn't blow themselves up. So she wasn't Rosie the Riveter, she was Rosie the, I don't know, pin puller, at any rate. The assorted socialist unions out there, affirmative action, the Federal Public Works Program, the Course Executive Order 11,000, and oh, I almost forgot, the Equal Rights Amendment means that women should do all work that men do, including the military. Since passage, it would make women subject to the draft. Well, they haven't gone that far yet, but don't worry, in the future, they probably will. And on my other worksheet here, I'm looking at 8th plank, equal liability to all labor, establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Well, the first labor unions, known as federations, appeared in 1820. National Labor Union established in 1866. Isn't that funny? 1866. A lot of things happened that year, folks. And a few years after, with Reconstruction, 14th Amendment, and all that other stuff. American Federation of Labor, established in 1886. The Interstate Commerce Act of 1887 placed railways under federal regulation. Department of Labor, 1913. Labor Management Negotiations, sanctioned under Railway Labor Act of 1926. Civil Works Administration, 1933. National Labor Relations Act of 1935. Stated purpose to free interstate commerce from disruptive strikes by eliminating the cause of the strike. Works Progress Administration of 1935. Fair Labor Standards of Act of 1938. Mandated 40-hour work week and time and a half for overtime. Set minimum wage scale. Civil Rights Act of 1964. Effectively the equal liability of all to labor. The ninth plank. Combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries, gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by more equitable distribution of the population over the country. Throw into that, we call it Planning Reorganization Act of 1949, zoning, Title 17, 1910 to 1990, it's been around that long, and super corporate farms, as well as Executive Orders 11647, 11731, the 10 regions, we've been broken down into that, and Public Law 89-136, a little bit more on the 9th, and then we'll get to the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, where they have your children, their minds, and their grimy little hands.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
How long has that been going on? 1 minute. Now that we're ran back into the building, we are back. At any rate, so the ninth plank of the Communist Manifesto, and that combination of agriculture with manufacturing and gradual abolition and distinction between town and country, but more equitable distribution of population over the country. Well, it's also food processing companies with the cooperation of the farmers, home administration, and for the home administration foreclosures, buying up all the farms and creating conglomerates. I mean, factory farming, folks. Remember back in the 80s? Banks were going, hey, you know, hey, you need new equipment. Why don't you come in and just borrow all this money and, you know, get yourself updated? And then the bottom fell out. And all those auctions were going on, and people were losing their farms. They were moving into the corporatization of farming, which is not a good thing. Now we're down to this one, number 10 on the hit list, which is probably, I don't know, they're all bad. But could you call this supremely bad? Or worse than the others? Free education for all children in government schools. Abolition of children's factory labor in its present form. Combination of education with industrial production, etc., etc. Well, people are being taxed to support what we call public schools, which train the young to work for the communal debt system. We also call it the Department of Education, the NEA, and outcome-based education. But there's even more to that now, isn't there? The core programs that are going on that are, it's getting worse and worse for the children in school. These children, I had a story posted yesterday. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick here. I had a story posted yesterday about the schools and what they're starting to look like. I mean, literally. I mean, under the heading, is this a preschool or a prison? We can't really tell the difference. A Lou Rockwell story. Go up to it and take a look at it. Look at the pictures. I mean, and look at the video. It's only a minute and 39 seconds long. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, look up the story. Is this a preschool or a prison? We can't really tell the difference. Watch it. Email this to friends. For God's sakes, this information is very powerful stuff to wake people out of their slumbers. And the public primary school for pre-kindergartners featured in the video that I can't show you because, well, this is radio. It's television without pictures. Says the author, Melissa Melton, gave her chills. Truthstreammedia.com. Go look it up. It's on her site as well. The brightly colored buildings belied their cold, hard metal feel. The front entrance is car keyed secured. The thick metal door attached to a grated metal security tunnel with a metal walkway leads back into a hallway of numbered metal buildings. And every single window, including the little ones, on the thick metal doors inside, have metal gratings bolting on the inside of them. Four-year-olds attend this campus. That means that these little ones are spending the majority of their weekdays all day long inside this little mini prison. And these kids are literally being taught from the time they are that small that spending one day in prison, like a graded metal security facility, is somehow cool and nifty and normal. This prepares them to expect nothing less than total control. Now, the president is currently mulling around with creating a federal universal daycare as part of the public education program in this country. And there's talk of making school run the entire year long without a summer break. With the implementation of the closed-circuit television cameras all over the campuses, biometric scanning programs to buy lunches and check out library books, RFID chip tracker ID tag in the cards, it would appear our schools are becoming way too much like our prisons. Michael Snyder, the American Dream blog, wrote about the 18 examples of how life for students who attend public schools is the equivalent of being in prison. He writes, "In the United States today, our public schools are not very good at educating our students, but they are sure great at training grounds for learning how to live in a Big Brother police state. Big Brother police state control grid. Sadly, life in many U.S. public schools is now essentially equivalent to life in a U.S. prison. Most parents don't realize this, but our students have very few rights when they are in school. Our public school students are being watched, tracked, recorded, searched, and controlled like never before. And there's a reason." Rutherford Institute founder and constitutional lawyer John Whitehead, which I know John Whitehead, and he's not the end-all be-all, but for sake of mention here, refers to our schools as one more part of America's ever-expanding electronic concentration camp. Our kids are being taught that giving up privacy and basic freedom to go about their daily lives in security lockdown while being continuously watched, chipped, tracked, traced, and totally controlled is normal. And this is true. They are not teaching these kids anything. They're not teaching them how to think like they did when we were in school, folks. Got a problem. Okay. We gotta solve the problem. How do you solve the problem? Critical thinking skills. Those were developed. Now they're not told how to think. They're being taught what to think. And I'm serious. I've seen scary, scary videos of kids being slammed by the city police officers that are assigned to these public schools. And they're literally being treated like criminals. We have videos on the site where cops have come into schools and ordering kids with backpacks on, "Get down on the floor. Get down on the effing floor now." With guns pointed at their head, told if they move, "You don't want to do that. We might even tase you." This is what's happening in our schools, folks. You're paying for it. They're taking money to pay for this indoctrination service. Why haven't you done anything about it? Why have you not gone to your public school system? Why have you not challenged your school councils? Do you even care about what your children are being taught? Do you even give a crap? These minds of clay in which to mold about how Mr. Rockefeller talked about our children in the public fool system, a transmission belt for the government's propaganda and teaching programs. Do you care? Why are these things still in operation? Where does it say in the Constitution about public schools? But it's in the planks of the Communist Manifesto. Oh, yeah. What country are we living in? And do you even care anymore?
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thepeacefulcause.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Give you a little demonstration here as why it's important that this network not only survive but it grows, to push out the liars in the media. You've heard about Chris Lane. Now, this was the guy that he was a baseball player, and I'm going to read you what is in the Huffington Post. And it will be a fine example as to why the lion media has to go. Here's their story. Dunklin, Oklahoma. With the motive that's both chilling and simple, to break up the boredom of an Oklahoma summer, three teenagers randomly targeted an Australian collegiate baseball player, who was attending school in the U.S. and killed him for fun. Prosecutors said Tuesday as they charged two boys with the murder. Prosecutor Jason Hicks called the boys thugs as he described how Christopher Lane, 22, of Melbourne, was shot once in the back and died along a tree-lined road on Duncan's well-to-do north side. He said the three teens from the grittier part of town chose Lane at random and that one of the boys thinks it's all a joke. Hicks charged Clancy Allen Luna, 16, and James Francis Edwards, Jr., 15, of Duncan with first-degree murder. Under Oklahoma law, they will be tried as adults. Michael DeWayne Jones, 17, of Duncan, was charged with using a vehicle in the discharge of a weapon and with accessory to first-degree murder after the fact. He is considered a youthful offender, but will be tried in an adult court. Now, let me give you the real story. And this is posted on our site. Chris Lane shooting, it was a gang initiation, says father who called police. Chris Lane was murdered as part of a gang initiation, according to James Johnson, the father of the boy who was also allegedly targeted by the three youths accused of killing Mr. Lane. Why won't they put this story out? Why won't they give the story the right basis? Why? Now, we just all witnessed mass hysteria and threat of burning down cities, for God's sakes. We had the new Black Panthers trying to incite blacks to go kill them crackers. Remember that? But here we have, by three black teens, punks. Not even qualifying in my book as being punks. But we had the Trayvon Martin, we had the Zimmerman, and that, hell, they even tried to make Zimmerman white. This is a racial crime. Chris Lane was murdered as part of a gang initiation, according to James Johnson, the father of the boy, who was also allegedly targeted by three youths accused of killing Mr. Lane, rather. Police have not commented on the claim, though court documents confirm the accused were eventually arrested in front of the boy's home. In their car, police say they found a shotgun, a .22 caliber revolver they believed was used to kill Mr. Lane, and a cache of ammunition. Mr. Johnson told Fairfax Media that the three youths had been trying to recruit his 17-year-old son, Chris, into a gang, and that Chris had refused. On Friday afternoon, 2 hours after Mr. Lane's murder, Mr. Johnson was working on his truck in the Emmanuel Church car park opposite the home where Chris lives with his mother. From inside the home, Chris rang Mr. Johnson and said he had received a death threat from the accused boys, who he knew from school via Facebook. As he put his mobile phone away, Mr. Johnson saw the three youths, whom he has known all their lives, in a black car in the middle of the car park. Mr. Johnson was unaware of the earlier shooting, or that police were already scouring the town for the car after it had been described at the scene of the earlier shooting. According to Mr. Johnson, one of the boys, James Edwards, got out of the car and appeared to either stretch or reach down for something, pretending to still be on the phone to Chris. Mr. Johnson called the police, who were at the scene within minutes. Court documents filed by police confirmed Mr. Johnson called the police to tell them three armed youths were in front of the home at 7:05 p.m., some 4 hours after Mr. Lane was shot dead, and that the officers were dispatched to the car park where they arrested the three accused. But the documents also show that police found ammunition for a .22 caliber revolver, like the one they alleged was used to kill Mr. Lane, was by then hidden in the car's intake, while a second weapon, a shotgun, was disassembled. He says, I don't think it was an initiation. I know it was an initiation. My son told me it was an initiation, Mr. Johnson told Fairfax Media. Since the murder and the arrest, Mr. Johnson has sent Chris away for safety to a youth program. If Mr. Johnson is correct, the revelation could go some way to providing a motive for the killing. Now, here again we go with the Huffington Post. How did they say it was? It was to break up the boredom of an Oklahoma summer. They randomly targeted an Australian collegiate baseball player who was attending school in the U.S. and killed him for fun. Evidently not. If Mr. Johnson is correct, the revelation could go some way to providing a motive for the killing. Duncan residents and people around the world have struggled to accept that the youths would have committed the murder out of boredom, as one of the accused has told the police. I just thank God I was there, and that Chris was not outside. They could have just driven past and shot him. I don't even like to contemplate that, said Mr. Johnson. To be quite honest, if they were smarter, they could have come up behind me and shot me in the head. He described the three youths, James Edwards, Michael Jones, and the accused shooter, Clancy Luna, as good boys who had gone off the rails. They don't have proper fathers in their lives. You can't be a friend to your son. You got to be a father, he said. I feel sorry for them. They have ruined their whole lives. But they did the crime, and they have to do the time. Perhaps they can make a life inside. Get God in their lives, he said. That Edwards was some talent, wrestling, football. He was an athlete. He says Satan has taken a lot of lives here. He said the gang operating in nearby cities such as Oklahoma City and Dallas had been recruiting in Duncan. He said he believed the gang was responsible for the theft of the guns in the area. Sheila Haynes, who has three children with Mr. Johnson, was not at the home during the incident, which occurred on her birthday. Chris was at home with her youngest daughter, Chanel, who was 15 years old. I'm just thankful I did not have to lose my son on my birthday, she said, but I'm so sad that someone else did. Asked if Chris had been scared by the incident, she said, well, if he is, he's not going to tell me, as being his mom. He just said to me, Mom, if it's my time, it's my time. Really. Here is what Mr. Johnson had to say.
I don't think it was for fun. I don't think it was at random. I think it was the initiation.
Gang initiation.
Because I understand that after that happened, there's a list that so-called pops up with my name, my son's name at the top of the list and four others they was going to bump off.
Where did that list come from?
I know that I don't know.
How have you heard about that list?
A couple of people came to me and shared that information with me. I don't go a lot on hearsay, but on this one, I went with it.
So a couple of young people, or people affiliated, or who are aware of the gang activities,
mm-hmm.
say there is a list around.
Yes.
With four names on it.
Yes.
Including your son's name.
Right.
And so you think that early killing, even though they didn't know who Chris Lane was, it could have been a gang initiation?
I believe so.
Is that a common thing in the gang culture?
No. Well, that gang stuff, man, you're asking the wrong person. I don't know.
So are you concerned for your son's safety now?
Of course I am.
Has he been mixing with these kids in the past?
They grew up together. These guys are all buddies and kin folks and... buds, you know what I mean? They all grew up together.
Nice kids?
Like I said, these kids can be good kids. They are good kids. They just don't have any male figures in their lives. No men. You can't give kids that kind of liberty to go do what they want to, with no restraints whatsoever. Do what you want, when you want, and how you want.
Pretty much. Well, are they really good kids that just went off the rails? But why? And see, here's the thing. In this country, we can't call anything what it truly is. You see, we cannot talk about the damage that's been done in this country by the MS-13, by the Mexican drug cartels that have come up and set up shop, crime factories in every one of our cities. We can't talk about the gangs, the blacks, the Crips, the Bloods. We can't talk about any of that stuff, can we? Because that would be prejudicial. They're out in the streets shooting people down.
Must come down.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821, or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Stepmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Ever so quietly, you have to listen real, real hard, though, to hear it. Black-on-black crime in this country. A little bit came out when they tried to make a big to-do about, Sandy Hook and the children, poor children, and, look at Chicago. The new murder capital of the world. Black-on-black crime. And a lot of it, guess what? Gang-related. See, we don't want to talk about these things. We don't want to have adult conversations calling things for what they really are. And I'm being kind when I call it the culturally deficient. I am talking about people that are breaths away from being an animal with so little regard for life that they can shoot babies. Walk up to a woman and say, give me some money. And when they don't, pull out a gun and shoot the woman and shoot the baby right in the head. These are people that are just a step away from being animals, bipedal animals. But we don't talk about that. We just sit and quietly take it. Oh, well, and you know, talking about MS-13 and the Mexican cartel setting up business centers USA with the illegals all around this country and all the cities to run drugs in. And, well, you know, we got to do immigration reform before we can seal the border. That's going to be the deal. We have people being mowed down on our city streets in this country by cartels and people that want to be part of that cartel for the easy money. And we can't talk about it. We've got to sit here and watch the federal government do absolutely nothing to stop the flow of the illegals in this country. And that somehow we're going to be blackmailed into, well, we've got to come up with a deal to let the illegals that are already here stay in the country before we'll seal the border. Really? How about we start a national petition to dissolve the federal government because it has been an ineffectual governing body. Now, I'm not suggesting here that we go anarcho. We don't set up our little tribes and our own little areas. No, I've kind of gotten used to 50 states, and I've kind of gotten used to the idea of what we thought America really was. No, I think we ought to start up a petition to dissolve the current federal government and start all over again. Let's take the original 10 amendments, chuck anything else that's above and beyond that, chuck that right out the door. Let's keep the original Declaration, let's keep the original Constitution, and we need to strengthen from here on out and forevermore. Because when a government allows its people to go into such despair and such bankruptcy and in such dire, hopeless straits, it is time for a change. Go read what the founders said. The fear that they had about setting up another government, no matter how they tried to plan for future events, were already warning before the ink was dry. On the hemp paper, by the way, folks, that's right. Our Constitution was written on hemp paper. Why? Because it lasted a long time, or it was supposed to. And that they were already telling you in their writings, you know, we're doing this here, but looking down the road, you know, if the government gets a little bit too tyrannical or a little bit too out of control or not controlled by we the people, which are supposed to be the governing body in this country, we just elect these people to represent us. But when all of that goes down the tubes, it is your duty and obligation and responsibility. They spelled it out clearly. You dissolve that government and move it a little bit further out west. Well, I'm not saying that we move it to California. God, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Basically, we're out of real estate. But we reinstitute a constitutional republic and get on with this. So what do you think about the idea that we start circulating petition to dissolve the government, the federal government as it is, and to restructure and rebuild it on the original Constitution? I'm not, you be careful, folks, of what some people are coming up as a better idea for government, that we propose, say, 11 new amendments to the Constitution. We don't have to do that. The only thing that we need is representative government that goes by the Constitution, not some kind of bastardized form of it. Not what the Supreme Court has politicized and ruled on. Some of that stuff is more than a joke. I don't see any other way. We've got our states, we've got our state constitutions, we've got a good place to start. We're already here. We're not a failed experiment, we're just an experiment that has gone awry because not enough people paid attention to it and paid strict adherence to it. Strict adherence. So I don't need 11 brand new amendments to anything. I need the original amendments adhered, strictly adhered to. To throw out the funny money creeps that have been controlling commerce in this country for 100 years. And all the grandiose tax plans that were somehow to be allocated to bureaucracies to make our lives better, and the only thing that they have done is destroyed this country. Destroyed it. For all the billions and trillions they have taken in, what do we have now? An emptied out, hollowed shell of a once great nation. I would say they pretty much have failed, don't you? Wouldn't you say that? So I do believe it is now time for the states to really take up the 10th Amendment and to dissolve the federal government because it has failed us miserably. And you know what? I'll go by what the founders said. If it fails, if it ever fails to represent the people by way of the Constitution, then it is your duty, it's your obligation to dissolve it and start it anew. I'm not talking about revolution. I'm not going out and talking about shooting people or burning federal buildings. Hell, that costs a lot of money. I don't want anything more to go to waste. But how much longer are we going to sit along the sidelines and watch what is left of our country go into the dustbin of history? How much longer? How much longer? You know, in this country, we shoot and jail people. We'll intimidate them, harass them, if they're a whistleblower. If they see so many bad things happen within the government, that they have to come out and speak out. And here, oh, look at the politicians clamoring to get their hands on them, to try them for treason or whatever. When in fact, should I dare say this? That you are in fact the ones that have committed treason against the American people? And that's not a word I take lightly. Because you know what treason is punishable by? That's right. So what do we do here, folks? Do we take America back? Or we just let it go in the dustbin of history and sit around the sidelines in silent suffrage? Think about it. I want to thank you for being here today. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. One more day. One more day in this nation's history, gone by the wayside. It's already in the books. Where are we at? Any better than we were the day before? Any hope for it being any better the day after tomorrow? That's going to depend on you. Freedom ain't